Calvin Eldred, Drowning Calvins. I never met Calvin. I never even looked at a picture of him. He died just before I was born, and I always thought that a picture of him would be a picture of me. My dad lost something when Calvin died, so I understand. But still, I sometimes wonder that my mom allowed me to be named for a man who got drunk and fell off a boat. Maybe it's just fate. Maybe there was a long succession of Calvins down there, under the ice, drifting in the deep. Thousands of us, sometimes briefly illuminated by an anglerfish or repurposed into a nest for eels. The first time I almost went, I was 5. I was walking on the ice over a lake when I heard the sound. That sound. First, it's a series of rifle shots. Then it sounds like a giant zipper coming undone. One of the rifle shots elongates into a constant thundering roar. The jagged line on the ice coming towards your feet even looks like a lightning bolt. There is a monster from the deep dark under there, rushing towards you. I was not afraid. I wanted to see the monster. I wanted to look into its eyes before it took me. And I did, when it broke through and pulled me down into the cold. My dad didn't let this Calvin join the rest of them. He pulled me out kicking and coughing and held me up to the sky. I have fallen through since then so many times that I've gotten to like that sound. Fuck you, monster. The worst one was when it broke through my skull to pull me down and drown me in my own blood. This Calvin climbed back out. We are all of us walking across ice, and it is windy and it is very dark. We can all hear that sound tearing and cracking as another of us goes. There are various strategies. Some people get down and crawl along the ice. True, there is less distance to fall, but they're already close to the monsters and can be easily seen through the ice. Some of us hold hands, and that's a good way. Something I found recently is just to decide, and I mean to truly believe, that there isn't any ice at all. When the monster breaks through below you, you just float above it. You look down and meet its eyes as it snarls and snaps its teeth. Then you just keep walking.